On, and it's the first game of the year. What did you see out there tonight from your guys?
The boys were playing good hard hockey tonight. We were flying, we were getting chances. We started getting tired, I think, towards the end of the first period, and then they picked it up in the second, and then we held them through the third. I've been telling the boys that it's going to be an uphill battle every single game, because we get into penalty trouble.
Well, you have to kill off a 5-minute major, and that's always tough, man.
Yeah, it is. And we're Ethan and I were looking at the bench, and we got three forwards on the bench at one point. There it was like, well, looks like you guys are going. So,
well, when Gunner took the penalty, you had to put somebody out there. Sawyer, I mean, what a game for him. I mean,
yeah, when I gave him the number one star of the game. You know, I called him the Mr. 17-minute shift.
Yeah, he was out there the whole third period. Yeah. I mean, you didn't have it. I don't know how he did it, but I mean, he was blocking shots, took one off the ankle, broke a twig, again, of course. But you know, it proves your point, though, that we can't take penalties when we're this thin, especially from a defenseman that you're down on defense anyway.
Right. Yeah, and we can't have Gunner in the box. I mean, he's such a big part of this team on the back end. We need him on the ice as much as possible, helping this team keep shots away from our goalies, keep pucks out of our defensive end. And, yeah, we just need him to stay out of the box. He knows it, and he'll be there. He'll be there for us next game.
That freshman can play some hockey, can he? Man, he looked like he knew where to be out there.
He did. You're referring to?
I'm referring to Riley,
yes.
Who I called Braden twice.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He jumped out there on that first shift, got a nice little pass from behind the net, and he drove it to the back of the net. The boys were all pumped for him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we remember other guys getting their first goals really early. You know, I remember Punk did it. So I mean, that's a lot of confidence, isn't it?
When a kid, he gets it out of the way right away. So he's ready now. He's ready for high school hockey for sure.
Yeah, and you did a good job defensively, I thought. You know, they didn't really get any great score. I mean, they had a couple scoring chances, but really your defense, and it was your forwards playing a lot of D. I mean, I counted three or four times Carson Cortina busting his butt to get back on defense, and he's a forward.
Right. Yeah, we're stressing to keep our third forward super high in the zone. That way, we either break up their breakout right away, or we have numbers coming back and helping our D, and our D can step a little bit better, and then they're not in our zone as much. But yeah, they did a really good job of staying that third forward in the offensive zone and breaking up their breakout.
Hey, and you got your first one out of the way.
I know.
So
I told the boys I'm considering myself 0-2, or I was 0-2 going into this game. There was a couple of games where I had to step in and be the head coach, but
I remember that.
But I got my first win. We're happy. The boys are happy. We can start rolling here.
All right, bring up those three stars. We'll talk to those boys, and we'll get it going.
All right, thanks, Jack.
All right, man. All right, that's Andy Johnson.